Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, look for your Bible. Pick it up. Today I want you to turn to Luke chapter 19. We're studying the lesson about Jesus and Zacchaeus. We'll complete that lesson, and then we're going to proceed to another lesson about the parable of the pounds. Do you remember the parable of the pounds? That is found in Luke chapter 19 as well. And we'll go on to finish this lesson and at least begin this next Sunday school lesson. We're studying Sunday school lessons that were written for Sunday schools many years ago. These were written for the Sundays of February in 1923 by E.A. Elam. And I'm glad to bring these lessons back to life and to you again. If you want to know how they used to study the Bible in Sunday school, well, this is how they did it. So turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 19. And as you're turning, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. We are a Bible-studying people. And if you want to study the Bible, then you need to come to our services, and we'll be studying the Bible together in our classes and preaching from the Bible when we preach. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. As we were looking at this study about Jesus and Zacchaeus, we had come to Matthew chapter 19 and verse 8. When Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wrongfully extracted aught of any man, I restore him fourfold." Now that is good to be able to give to the poor. And it sounds like Zacchaeus tried to do right, but you know, sometime he would take more than was his due. And when he did and he would catch that, he would make sure the man would receive fourfold in return. We read that Zacchaeus knew he was liable to do wrong, and he did do wrong. But there is hope for one who confesses his sins and acknowledges his weakness, and there is none for him who does neither. So Matthew 19 and verse 9, Jesus said unto Zacchaeus, "Today is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham." Salvation came to that house through Jesus, because as seen above, Zacchaeus was ready to receive it. "For as much as he also was a son of Abraham," was said doubtless, because the Pharisees thought the publicans were unworthy of salvation. And then we read in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 10, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus said as justification for eating with Zacchaeus and other publicans and sinners, of all classes, the Jews considered these lost, but it was the mission of Jesus to save such. This gracious truth he demonstrated by his life. Let the lives of Christians be such as to show that they too are seeking and endeavoring to save the lost. It is much easier to criticize, as did the Pharisees, than to seek the lost and to try to save them. When it comes to personal work, very few church members, it seems, are engaged in the work of trying to save people. Now that brings this Sunday school lesson about Jesus and Zacchaeus to a close. There's an interesting note right at the end of this lesson, though, that I want to read. It says, quoting from the Scriptures, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And quoting again, "Not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." And again, rich toward God, and again, rich in good works, and again, rich in faith. And then this question, are you? Now let's go to the next lesson. This lesson was written for the Sunday of February the 25th, 1923. And those who gathered together in their Sunday school class that morning would hear the teacher announce that they were going to have a Sunday school lesson on the parable of the pounds. Now the text follows immediately after the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. It's found in Luke chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 11 through 26. Luke 19:11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh unto Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called 10 servants of him, and gave them 10 pounds, and said unto them, trade ye therewith till I come. But the citizens hated him, and sent an ambassage after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, when he was come back again, having received the kingdom, that he was commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, Lord, thy pound hath made 10 pounds more. And he said unto him, well done, thou good servant, because thou wast found faithful in very little. Thou hast authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, thy pound, Lord, hath made 5 pounds. And he said unto him also, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that which thou layest not down, and reapest thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I am an austere man, taking up that which I laid not down, and reaping that which I did not sow. Then wherefore givest thou not thy money to the bank, and I at my coming should have required it of thee with interest? But he said unto them that stood by, take it away from him, the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. I say unto you, that every one that hath shall be given, but from him that hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away from him. Well, what are we going to learn from this parable? It's much like the parable of the talents, isn't it? Well, we'll be studying in the next few days of this Bible class the parable of the pounds. The golden text for this lesson is found in Luke chapter 16 and verse 10. He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Now, there's a devotional reading for this lesson. It's the 26th Psalm. And I want to read to you Psalm 26. It has a title here called A Psalm of David, is what it's called. Let me read the 26th Psalm. Judge me, O Jehovah, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in Jehovah without wavering. Examine me, O Jehovah, and prove me. Try my heart and my mind, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with men of falsehood, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency. I will compass thine altar, O Jehovah, that I may make the voice of thanksgiving to be heard, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Jehovah, I love the habitation of thy house, and the place where thy glory dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with men of blood, in whose hands is wickedness, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless Jehovah. As we begin this study of the parable of the pounds, we see that there is some hints and helps for the teacher. Let me read these to you. Number one, there is nothing more necessary to know than our individual responsibility to God and man. That's one of the lessons we're going to learn. Number two, this parable clearly places that before us, as do many other scriptures. The parable of the talents teaches the same. For it is written, "As I live, saith the Lord, to me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge ye this rather, that no man stood a stumbling block in his brother's way, or an occasion of falling." Romans 14:11-13. Number three, regardless of what others may do, every man must give an account of himself to God, and therefore every one should say with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." Joshua 24:15. Number four, we can exhort one another and pray for one another, influence one another, weep over the sinful, preach the gospel to the poor, and evangelize the world. But after all, we cannot serve God for one another. Number five, in this respect, everyone must choose whom he will serve and bear his own burden. Galatians 6:5. One may choose to serve God and be saved, or choose to serve Satan and be lost. Now let's look at the explanatory notes for this particular text. How Jesus here is going to correct false hope. We read in Matthew 19:11, that they heard these things. He added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. These things were the things spoken in Zacchaeus' house that we read in an earlier lesson. To them Jesus added the parable of this lesson in the house, or more probably when they had resumed their journey. He was not far from Jerusalem at Jericho, only 15 or 20 miles. He gave this parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. The kingdom had not yet been set up or inaugurated. John and Jesus had taught that it was nigh, even at hand. The multitudes had tried to make Jesus a king by force, and time and again the apostles had discussed who would occupy the highest places and chief ministers in it. But as of yet, it had not appeared. They all thought that Jesus would proclaim himself king at Jerusalem at this time. They still had the idea of a temporal and political kingdom. They dreamed of the restoration of the earthly kingdom of David, when they would be redeemed from their enemies and worldly peace and prosperity would return. Many still have such false hopes. They think there's going to be a kingdom of God on earth, and they're going to be richly blessed in worldly things. To correct these false hopes, Jesus gave this parable of the pounds, and it also served to teach the disciples to serve on and wait in patience, while it served as a warning to his enemies and showed their destiny. We're going to come back to this in the next class session and complete this study of the parable of the pounds. When you hear that bell, grab your Bible.